Oh, my word. Now, I'm older than these guys, but oh, my word. I'm a fan. I can't believe I'm talking to... Oh, I... Sorry, I've gone all gooey. How stupid at my age. Steve Norman, tell me who I'm speaking to. No, I'm going to say it. Spandau Ballet!
Yeah, how are you, Pete?
I'm all right. Nice. You're coming to Liverpool, to the arena. I can't believe
yes,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 7th, I believe. 7th of March. Yeah. We'll be back now.
It's amazing.
In all that pomp and glory.
Indeed. Well, I grew up loving all your music without any shadow of a doubt. It's exciting that you're coming back to Liverpool. Really thrilled about that. How have you seen the music industry change, Steve?
Well, it's changed an awful lot. We are, I guess, one bona fide band in a way, like, you know, old school. Mm. We formed from school, formed a band, everyone plays their instruments, you know, these days, and there's no negativity attached to this whatsoever. It's just different now, you know, everything's different. I think if anything, the only thing that is sad is that bands are kind of put together now by, you know, different parties. It's not really, the bands don't control their sort of their way forward, and they don't even write the songs and all that. Not all of them, of course not, but there's a lot more of that, you know.
What's interesting, Steve, is when they come to see Spandau Ballet on the 7th of March at the arena, they're going to see musicians, they're going to see singers, they're going to see people who've actually tread the boards, they've actually done their apprenticeship.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I know I'm very careful not to be negative about these things because there's a lot of talent out there. But it's just, there's different ways to skin a cat these days than there used to be when we were doing it, you know.
Yeah, but I'll say it again. I've been a stand-up comic for 50 years. I've worked the industry. So, you know, and we can both say this, you don't get taught how to handle an audience when you're doing one song on a talent show. You have done your apprenticeship.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if anything, I feel sorry for the young kids that get their 10 minutes of fame and then don't know how to deal with it, especially when they're not famous anymore, you know. We've been very lucky, us lot, and as you say, you know, the audience plays a very big part in our shows. We're grateful to have been given another go at it. We're all getting on so well, which is great, makes it so much fun. And, you know, the audience, we insist on sort of audience participation. We've never been let down, though, to be honest with you, Pete. It's been so far, you know, it's been fantastic. People seem to be pleased. We're back and we're absolutely delighted.
I'm talking to Steve Norman, of course, from Spandau Ballet. Now, you say that you don't force the audience. Well, unfortunately, in Liverpool, you've got no option because they will sing. They won't keep quiet. Not to Spandau Ballet.
That's what we want. That's exactly the kind of participation that I'm talking about.
Why do you think Spandau Ballet was so successful, looking back as a musician?
As a musician, I think, well, yeah, there's one there. There's a clue there because we actually played and we actually improved. We evolved. The songs, of course, you know, Gary is one of the most phenomenal writers of our generation. I don't know, all the elements are in there. Working class boys as well, I guess people can relate to that, you know. That was our way out. None of us were boxers of sort of that great at football, but we could play and we could rock the stage. And, you know, we've also got a bit of a story there, which, you know, you look at the middle bit and it's quite sad what happened, right, where we all fell apart. But that in itself makes it a far more interesting story from the outside looking in. And from us as well, you know.
And also it makes it good to see you all back together again. Because let's face it, families fall out, people fall out, relationships fall out, friends fall out. So it makes you stronger. And coming back... I can't imagine. How do you feel when you're on stage, round with the lads, thinking, oh, my word, here we are again?
Yeah. Well, you know, can I just say, Pete, you're so good at this. You're reading my mind. It's exactly what it's like. You look around and not only it's, oh, look, I'm still grateful that you know, we've been given this chance. I thought it was over in the 90s, the beginning of this century. Thought that was the end of it. Once you're facing each other in court, it was, you know, that's it. You're done. Yeah. And now I find myself on tour looking around, and these are my closest mates since when I was a kid. We grew up together. We grew up from boys to men together. Yeah. And it's just wonderful that we can now share all those jokes again and, you know, and play that music again.
Now, looking at the audience and and you're going to be incredibly honest about this, because I know you're going to be honest about this.
They're not as old as you think they are.
Have you seen... No, but have you seen some faces going, that's not Beverly, is it?
Hang on a minute. Where are we going with this?
No, look, looking back at the audience, and you say, I know there's a new set of people really excited about your music, but some of the older members who grew up with you, they must be ecstatic, because they never thought it would ever happen.
Well, that's it. You know, you fall out, and that fallout, as much as it affected us, you never realise it actually affects your followers as well. Because they grew up with you, and they grew up from being an adolescent into an adult. You know, I'm the same with the sort of music that I grew up with, maybe bands from the 70s or something. You know, you're gutted when they fall apart, because it seems like a piece of you is suddenly sort of broken up as well. So, response, say 4 years ago when we did get back together, was phenomenal. Yeah. When we first hit the stage again, you know, it was like, it's like a second coming or something.
Steve, do you still buzz off it?
It's the best drug in the world. I haven't tried all the drugs. But I will.
No, but it's true. An audience, nobody. But Steve, it's amazing what you just said, because I've said on my radio show a million times, people come out of retirement like Diana Ross when Frank Sinatra was alive. All these people, not for the money, they miss that drug. It's an incredible drug.
It is, isn't it? It's an incredible thing. You know, that audience band participation, that energy and vibe that's in a room, in a live environment, it's just unbeatable. And then, you know, and the joy, we're elated when we come off stage, you know. It's that we don't go through the motions, ever. We always come off and we're exhausted and we fall into each other's arms, group hug, you know. It's fantastic. I love that. I miss that. I miss the audience. I miss the rest of my very close friends when we're not doing it. Just hand in my heart, please.
Steve Norman from Spandau Ballet, on the 7th of March, you come into the arena. What can the audience expect? For people out there that have never seen you, what can they expect?
Right. Well, they can expect to hear, if they've never seen us, and they don't know if they've heard us, they will know when they've seen the Geese. Because, you know, there's a whole, as you know, there's a lot of songs there that people wouldn't even know that were played by Spandau if we weren't a fan. So, you know, we're playing that we're going to go through the greatest hits, of course. This time around, we're going to do a slightly longer show than last time, because we want to look at some of the early stuff, the sort of cool electronica period, the first sort of 80 to 83, just prior to True, and just show people a little bit more of what we did before the sort of blue-eyed soul of True and Gold and all that. And that's exciting for us, because that, you know, that's like the kind of full-on, slightly punky, really, and we've still got energy, us boys. We still move around. You know, we're all still here. I think we've all got our hair. I've never caught anyone sort of plastering something on it, but...
It's interesting, isn't it, the way everybody has got back together, because, and I've been to quite a few of the shows, it's great to see and relive your youth.
Yeah,
it's great to see
a
new set of people discovering you. It's great to see your idols in front of you and to hear the music that you grew up with. So there's so much encapsulated into a concert when something like Spandau Ballet comes to Liverpool on the 7th of March.
Really looking forward to it. It's that energy that we thrive on, you know. It's that, you know, it's like you get older, but you never feel as old as you should feel. Yeah. And that's not hit any of us lot yet. We're still sort of like, got an almost sort of, I wouldn't say we're childlike, but you know, that sort of like anticipation of what's ahead. You know, we're not looking back. It seems like we're all looking forward, and we'll, you know, we want to make some new music as well at the end of this year, do a new album or something like that. We've got a very, very happy camp right now.
Steve, I love the way you say that you're all wearing well. I went to see Ozzy Osbourne in Hyde Park, and what I will never forget was Ozzy running to either side of the stage going... just... So I'm glad you're wearing well. I'm glad you're wearing well.
Fantastic.
Steve, you have somebody else with you. Don't tell us who it is, because I haven't mentioned it. Just pass the phone over and I will introduce him. Steve Norman, thanks for talking to us.
He's just left the building. I don't know, I'll have to go and get him. It's been a pleasure, Pete. See you later. Here he is.
I've just spoke to Steve Norman. We've just talked music. We've talked proper music. We've talked people who've done their apprenticeship. Now I'm going to talk about this man. Oh, my word. I've interviewed some people over the years. This one I've never interviewed, and this man has moved from strength to strength to strength. He's had some bad times, but my word, he's wearing well. He is incredibly attractive. He is incredibly talented. He is Martin Kemp. How's that for an intro?
Oh, I love that. That was so nice of you.
But I meant it, mate.
Made my day.
I meant it, mate. I'm so... First of all, I'm excited that you're coming back to Liverpool on the 7th of March.
Can't wait.
I'm excited that your health is completely back to normal, which is great, because you've been hell and back. And also, it's amazing talking to you now, because I'm also an EastEnders fan. It's a birthday. There's live events on EastEnders. So it's all happening, mate.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've been speaking to loads of people around the streets, all excited about the 30th anniversary of EastEnders. I think it's either that or they're finally going to find out who killed Lucy. You know, so it's an exciting time.
Well, I'm actually not interested in who killed Lucy, because I'm just interested in who they're bringing back all the time, and also more interested in what's happening at the pub with the new family. And then for Barbara Windsor, don't start me on that. We're talking about Spandau Ballet.
You know, when I was there, though, it was always, I always said, that, you know, the lead character, the lead actor in that series is the pub.
Yes.
You know, everything revolves around the pub. Yeah. And as soon as you understand that, it kind of puts it into perspective.
Well, I'm going to talk about Spandau Ballet, but if I am now going to flirt with you, I will say, when you came into EastEnders as a gay man, I thought, it's gone up a notch.
Thank you.
Pleasure. So tell me about your performances, because I believe you're all mates again and it's working well.
Oh, it's just fabulous at the moment. You know, we're having such a gas. It's just the whole thing is a laugh. It's kind of like, you know, we got back together in 2009, and in a way, during that tour, we were just kind of dipping our toe into the water in some ways, because we never really knew if anyone was going to come to see us. You know, we never had a record that was in a certain number in the charts to tell you how popular you were. You know, and it had been 20 years since we'd played. So 2009 was kind of dipping our toe in the water. This time round, it's a fully fledged world tour, which will take us through to October time. If anything's going to test our friendship, I think that will.
Martin, looking back, why do you think Spandau worked?
I have to say, above everything, we had some great songs. You know, when you look at songs like Gold, True, Through the Barricades, Cut Long Story Short, I think it was pretty much the songs. When I look back at the 80s, the whole of the decade, it was an era for songs, wasn't it? You had ABC and Cold Club. Everybody was turning out great songs. And when it got to the 90s, you can see the change, because the whole thing became kind of DJ-orientated mixes.
Yeah.
And that's an era that we don't remember. You know, it's always, at the moment, it's always pointing towards the 80s. And I think Spandau were a part of that.
Steve, when I just spoke to him, was very careful what he said, but I said it for him. These one song wonders haven't done an apprenticeship that Spandau and the other bands have done. And this is the thing that bugs me, because when an audience come, if a young audience come, because you're getting a huge new audience, they are seeing a different performance, because you know stagecraft. And a lot of these new singers, bless them, don't know what stagecraft is.
Well, obviously, you know, putting on any show is about theatrics, isn't it? You know, when you walk on that stage, you have to play those songs as if you are playing it for the very first time. You know, we play True and To Cut Long Story Short as if we are playing it for the first time, because you know how much that song means to that person. And it's the first time that that person in the audience has heard the band play that song. So it's kind of a 50-50 partnership in a rock show, I always think. But, you know, I don't know. It's young bands. It's hard for young bands. You know, I can't say anything, because, to be honest, I was 17 when I joined this band, And I was 18 by the time I had my hit record. So I can't say I slogged it around the country as well. You know, I'll pretty much start to play with Spandau, and within 9 months I had a hit record. So I can't really say anything about that.
You're coming to Liverpool on the 7th of March to the Echo Arena. When you stand there, do you ever think, hang on, I started in a group when I was that age, and I've now been an actor, I've done this, I've been a movie star, which, by the way, when you played the brothers, was some performance. Yeah. That was some performance. Do you ever stand there, when you're tuning up, or wait to go on going, having flashbacks going, hang on, where's this come from? Let me pinch myself.
Sometimes you do. Yeah, I have to say, you know, to be that lucky and to work it, you know, to still be in entertainment at this point in my life, which I have to say, you know, I love entertainment. I love it. I love, if I'm directing or acting or presenting or whatever I'm doing, I love the whole thing. I love the bubble called entertainment. Mm. And being inside that, you have to remember, for me, is like being allowed to do your hobby all of your life. You know, I talk to my kids about it. My boy's 22, my girl's 25, and I talk to them, and we talk about success. And I always say to them, success isn't about how much money you earn. Success is about being able to do your hobby all of your life. And that way you will be happy, you know. And so... So, but I appreciate still being in a job that I love doing.
Well, you say luck, but you're forgetting one thing: talent. Because there's an awful lot of people won't invest if you haven't got talent. You know, you might be lucky that you were in the right place at the right time, but you've also got to then follow through.
Sure, of course you do. You have to be able to back it up, or you won't stay in it for very long. But listen, I've loved my life. I've been very lucky, you know, and I love nothing more than being able to move between the different sides of entertainment, you know, being able to act or direct or present. I love that, and it keeps you busy. You know, I was talking to some friends of mine, and, you know, the classic midlife crisis, you know, very, very successful friends of mine. And they all have reached a point where they're saying, you know, I just want to change. I just want to do something different. But I'm lucky enough to be able to do that at the moment, which I really do appreciate, you know.
Martin, what can people expect if they come to the Echo Arena on the 7th of March?
They can just expect absolute... This is Spandau Ballet celebration. This is everything you want to hear. You know, there's a few surprises thrown in as well, but basically come and enjoy yourself.
And I've got to ask, are you in good health?
Oh, listen, I've been in good health for years now. You know, I look after myself. And you know, the old brain tumor thing that I suffered from back in 95 was a period in my life that... It lasted about 3 years, and it was a dark period when I look back at it. But in some ways, you know, when you're the one that goes through that, you're the one that forgets about it the quickest.
Yeah.
And everybody else around you, like your family who see you go through it, it stays with them longer for some reason, you know. The effects of it stays with them longer. But for me, it was kind of like being in a car crash. One minute you're fine, next minute you're in the middle of it, in the middle of the situation. And it's just nice to move on, you know, and come back to real life.
Martin Kemp, 7th of March, you're coming to the Echo Arena. Can I say thank you for all the pleasure you have given in all the genres of your work, especially as an actor.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to me.
I really appreciate your words.
Thanks for talking to me.